Crystallization, Study of 1st and 2nd Chronicles, Ezra, Nehemiah, and Esther, Week 5. Ezra, a priestly scribe, and the need for Ezras, those skilled in the Word of God. Thursday, related verses. Isaiah 49:6. He says, "It is too small a thing that you would be my servant, to raise up the tribes of Jacob and bring back the preserved of Israel. I will also set you as the light of the nations, that you may be my salvation unto the ends of the earth." 1 Peter 2:9. "But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people acquired for a possession, so that you may tell out the virtues of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light." Isaiah 60:1-3. "Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of Jehovah has risen upon you." Verse 2. "For behold, the darkness will cover the earth, and deep darkness the peoples, but Jehovah will rise upon you, and his glory will be seen upon you." Verse 3. "And nations will come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your rising." Ephesians 5:8-9. "For you were once darkness, but are now light in the Lord. Walk as children of light." Verse 9. "For the fruit of the light consists in all goodness and righteousness and truth." John 8:12. "Again, therefore, Jesus spoke to them, saying, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall by no means walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life." John 1:4. "In him was life, and the life was the light of men." Related reading. In addition to being re-educated, the people of Israel needed to be raised up in much the same way as parents raise their children. Parents transfuse what they are and what they think into their children. Eventually, this constitutes their children to be the same as they are. This is what the children of Israel needed. Nehemiah, with the help of Ezra, totally reconstituted the nation. Then Israel became a particular nation, a nation sanctified and separated unto God, expressing God. They were transfused with the thought of God, with the considerations of God, and with all that God is, making them God's reproduction. Everyone became God in life and in nature by this kind of divine constitution. As a result, they became a divine nation on earth, expressing the divine character. They were reconstituted personally and corporately to be God's testimony. The returned captives became God's testimony through the reconstitution which took place under the leadership of Nehemiah. A synagogue is a meeting place where the Jews read and learn the Holy Scriptures. In the synagogue, the Lord Jesus taught the people with authority. Man's fall into sin broke his fellowship with God. As a result, man became ignorant of the knowledge of God. Such ignorance issued first in darkness and then in death. The slave Savior, as the light of the world, came to Galilee, the land of darkness, where people were sitting in the shadow of death, and he came as a great light to shine upon them. His teaching released the word of light to enlighten those in the darkness of death so that they might receive the light of life. The first thing the slave Savior did in his service was to preach the gospel. Now, the second thing the slave of God, as the slave Savior to fallen men, did in his service was to carry out such teaching, to bring people out of satanic darkness into the divine light. It was of God's sovereignty that the Lord Jesus was raised in the region of Galilee, and also that he began his preaching and teaching not from Judea, but from Galilee. According to the biblical record, Galilee was not only a despised region, but was also a place of darkness. Matthew 4:15-16 says, "Land of Zebulun and land of Naphtali, the way to the sea, beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles. The people sitting in darkness have seen a great light, and to those sitting in the region and shadow of death, to them light has risen." When the Lord Jesus walked through Galilee, he was a great light shining in the darkness and shining upon the people sitting in the region and shadow of death. In particular, the teaching of the slave savior was the shining of a great light. Every word that issued out of his mouth was an enlightening word. Therefore, while he was teaching the people, the light was shining upon them. In this way, the people in darkness were enlightened by the Lord's teaching. According to Mark 1:22, those in the synagogue were astounded at the Lord's teaching and said that he taught as one having authority and not as the scribes. The self-appointed scribes, teaching vain knowledge by themselves, had no authority and no power. But this God-authorized slave, teaching realities but God himself, had not only spiritual power to subdue people, but also divine authority to subject them to the divine ruling.